Main Rock.
Hi, is Sam there?
Sam died a couple of years ago. Can I help you?
No kidding. I'm sorry to hear that. My name's Danny, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get in touch, back in touch with the business, rather, on this older file. It looks like we were last in contact with a business around 2014, and may have lost a bid to U.S. Bank. We do equipment finance, working capital. Just want to see, what you guys had planned for the rest of the year.
Well, we're looking at stuff all the time.
So yeah.
What's the best interest rate?
Right. So it depends. Like, are we looking at more equipment side or capital?
Of course. Equipment.
Okay. Right. Equipment. It's 2 to 5 year terms, set up on monthly payments. Typically, rates. They're around the low mid single digits on up. Depending on a couple things like your...
What's the best rate you've heard you've given any of your clients or anybody?
The best rate? So it depends on the...
Doesn't
like what type of equipment are you...
It doesn't matter.
Like four?
4 or 5 years. Half
no, no, no. No, I know that. I'm saying rates around 3 or 4.
No, yeah, I can beat you.
Yeah, who do you guys usually use?
I use whoever's got the cheapest rate.
No, right.
I mean, it's just like going to a garage sale. You guys are selling money, and I want the cheapest I can get, and that's what I get. 1 year I borrowed money at 0.25%.
Right, and that's totally, we have, like I said, multiple options available, but it's the same for trucking. If I'd ask you how much does it cost, exactly to transport here to here. I can give you ranges, but I don't really know what exactly you qualify for. Depends on certain things.
I'm qualified for the best you've got and probably better than that.
Oh, wow. Okay. And do you still work with, U.S. Bank out there?
I work with whoever I want, whoever has the cheapest rate.
Right, exactly. And it's definitely smart to shop around. And we're not trying to take over or ruin any relationships, just secondary source.
Well, I'm not either. I'm just telling you, this is the way it is.
Right. Okay. Well, do you have any needs coming up this
year? I've always got needs coming up.
Right.
$500,000 for 4 to 5 years.
$500,000 for 4 to 5 years. Right.
Mm-hmm. Fixed rate.
Okay. Obviously, if through equipment. I thought you were talking about capital, too. But
no,
we have that as
capital.
Well.
No, we're not interested in that.
Okay. Well, we definitely have those, programs available. Is there, so you're bringing on a truck then, I'm guessing? Is it?
Bringing on what? I'm sorry.
What type of equipment are you bringing on? More trucks? Or is it
No, we're a rock quarry, so we have heavy equipment.
Oh, like loaders and then, haul trucks.
Excavators.
Excavators, yeah. Okay. And those are all, we do new or used. What do you usually bring on, used or?
Either one.
Okay. And what type of equipment are you looking at exactly?
It's
anything?
It's a Komatsu PC-800.
A PC-800?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a PC, I'm not really familiar with that. Is that?
It's one of the biggest excavators that, not the biggest, but it's got... To move it, you've got to tear it apart.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
And so what this is this a replacement, or is this just something you guys are adding on for growth?
Uh-huh. Both.
Both. Well, that's good. It sounds like you guys had a pretty good year so far. And when are you looking to bring this piece on?
We're looking at it currently, and we haven't made up our mind as to whether we're going to go for it or not.
Right. And what's, if you don't mind me asking, what's kind of holding you guys back? Is there really not a strong need there, or is it just on a wish list kind of thing?
No, we have a 750. We just don't know whether we want to upgrade and spend that kind of money.
Right.
It has a lot to do with who's elected.
That's true. I hear that, more often than not this year, everyone's kind of sitting still waiting to see what happens.
Right.
And that makes a lot of sense as well. And with this piece that you're upgrading, is there new features on it that makes jobs more efficient and easier for you?
No. It's just that it's we have one that's older, and this would be upgrading.
Okay.
It's a little bit bigger than the one we've got.
Right. So all around, it's just a peace of mind, you know, so it's nothing's breaking down on you, jobs and also.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. And have you checked out any quotes, or are you guys just kind of.
Quotes, you mean financing?
For the piece, like, is there a price range you're looking at? You find a vendor who has one already?
Oh, yeah, we're going to go look at it this week.
Oh, great. How much is it going to cost, or what's your range you're looking to spend for it?
$500,000.
Okay. Or 500K. Okay. And now with this, is there a specific vendor? I know you like to shop around. I know you mentioned that. But is there, sometimes companies build relationships with vendors. Is that what you do, or you just search and go?
We shop with the local banks.
Mm-hmm.
And we shop with the vendors.
Okay.
We see what's out there.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And that's,
yeah,
we
that's
also,
exactly
you,
what we do.
Well, that's good. That's very smart. We also have, you know, a match or beat policy as well. If we did, you know, for whatever reason, couldn't beat an offer you already had with a bank or another company, at the very least, we could match it. So we like to, like, work with our customers, give you guys, like, the best deal possible. As I know, that's exactly what you're, you know, looking for.
Well, the highest one that I've got financed right now is 1.25%.
1.25%? And you go through U.S. Bank, or?
I don't know. I've got a couple, so I don't know. 1.0%, 1.25%.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, if you had those, you know, the good credentials, and definitely qualified for our best programs. It's as good as to say. And we can get offers, you know, within our approval,
right.
Excuse me. Huh?
Oh, I'm talking to somebody else.
Okay. Okay, well, what's a good email for? I could send you some info, and then, you know, if you were shopping around looking to get something this weekend.
mr2623@yahoo.com.
MR26?
23@yahoo.com.
Okay, MR2623@yahoo. So just double checking, it's MR2326.
I gotta get off the phone. I'm sorry.
Is that the correct though? It's MR2326.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
2623.
2623. Okay.
Yahoo.com.
Okay.